Welcome.
Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah.
Good morning, Indianapolis.
Man, good morning. Good morning.
Yes. Tanzania.
Episode 8.
This is fun to say.
Number 8.
Is this episode 8?
Number 8, it is.
Ocho.
To Slow Jams with Hester.
Yes, it is.
Sitting here with the boys, Spangler, Branch.
Yep.
Max.
Hey.
The man.
The myth.
The midget. The legend. Nate Hester.
Yours truly.
Yours truly.
Listen. What's up, fellas?
What's going on, man?
Branch, what's up? What's up, Max?
Hey.
And old Spanky Spang.
How you doing?
What up, foo?
What up, foo? There's only one foo wearing a J5 wig in this room right now.
Hey.
And it is not me.
True that, man.
Bobble.
Yeah,
bobble.
Sometimes we just got to get things off our shoulders.
Bobbling in the morning.
Hey, checking our stats and stuff on Anchor. We got a couple new shout outs we got to give.
Yeah.
We got some people listening from Russia.
Oh, really? Man, serious.
Yes.
Trafalgar.
Is that Yugoslavia or just straight up Russia?
Just Russia.
Okay.
Just Russia.
Okay, this is probably right. Too good.
Right. And then.
It makes Stoli there. Stoli's a good vodka. It's good Russian.
And then we got Hester's motherland, South Africa.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, man.
Motherland for the brother man.
Ship ahoy.
What?
Ship ahoy. I'll tell you that story.
Along with France, Tanzania, the United Kingdom.
Boy, we expanding out, ain't we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Around the world.
Looking pretty good. So, tell us about your Harlem Globetrotter tryouts, man. How'd those go?
Oh, listen, let me bring that to you. Okay, first of all, I got to have this conversation with Kobe Bryant was there, man. You believe that?
Kobe
showed Bryant.
Up. Yeah, he retired.
What Kobe doing?
That, man. He's down with his family.
He's putting on the red, white, and blue.
Taking it easy, you know, and came up to me and asked me if I was familiar with how long did I know the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah.
So we had a decent conversation. But give a big shout out, though, Kobe.
Kobe
give me
Bryant.
A little bit of respect there.
The Black Mamba.
All day he is, man. Hey, but listen, I made the tryouts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Strong guard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean you made the tryouts? What's that mean?
Well, you know, yeah, they just didn't want anybody on the team.
You mean you made the team?
I made the team.
So you are now an official member.
Official member of the Harlem Globetrotters.
Midget team.
Got to be Metal Arc.
This was the midget team.
Short version.
Yeah, the short version.
Yeah, short version.
I don't think he just met Metal Arc.
Just called it out.
Metal Arc's dead.
Metal Arc's gone.
Damn. Hey,
little person.
All right. I just thought I was gonna get this place center.
So you are the strong guard.
Strong guard.
All right.
Yes,
well,
indeed.
So when you guys start your tour?
I think they said 2020. March 16th, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of March Madness.
Right. You know, this is the start, isn't it?
Forget the tournament. We're watching.
Straight up, man.
The Globetrotters.
Going straight to the bank with that. Yes, sir, Spanky's Bank.
How much coffee did you have? Did you drink coffee already this morning?
Man, I ain't had nothing yet.
That's something else.
Yeah,
well, we've got a special place that we're sending you this week.
Sir.
And here, so by your request.
My request.
You are taking a partner with you.
Uh-oh.
And the budget committee has found enough money.
Holy crap.
To send you and Branch.
Woo! Branch is going with me.
On this road trip.
Damn.
So,
where are we going?
We'll get into that at the end of the show.
Hey, that's fine with me.
So we'll.
Man, that's interesting,
we'll
man.
Get into that and we'll.
You just sleep the whole time anyway.
We'll come right back with.
I'm really curious about that.
Man. You curious about that?
What's up, man?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
We are going to come right back strong out of the gate.
Right out of it.
With, and this is a little twist to what you got planned, but we are coming back after this break with Biscuits with Branch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to. going to talk about our meatloaf competition.
The cook-off.
Oh, that's what that's going to be.
And then we'll get in on into slow jams. And
we're going to do that then.
We'll go from there. So keep on listening. We appreciate your support.
Yes, definitely.
We'll be right back.
Coming to you truly.
All day.
He cried.
Welcome back. Slow jams with Hester.
Oh, hey. Hey, what's up, everybody? Again,
we're gonna get into what's this? Our third,
I think so.
Our third segment of biscuits with Brant.
Biscuits with Brant.
Coming at you early. Yeah.
So just to set the story up, you guys engaged in some conversation.
Yep.
About meatloaf.
Yeah, right? We did.
Right?
We did.
And you got a little smack talk going back and forth.
Big time.
And then we ended up deciding that we're going to have a meatloaf cook-off.
Exactly.
So we had that last Monday.
Yeah.
It was Monday, man.
And you guys did your thing. And
then we
did a blind taste test.
Yes, you did.
I think it was supposed to be.
It was supposed to be blind. And somebody screwed that up.
We ain't going to mention no names.
Hester.
So he's number two. Number two's mine.
Yeah.
Whoa. What?
Right.
Oh, raghead just messed everything up.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was just supposed to be meatloaf and a side.
Well, I ended up doing the meatloaf. I did the potato salad, which ran away on me.
That was nasty.
The baked beans.
Definitely ran away.
I was upset with the potato salad, too.
That was nasty.
Yeah.
And cake. You brought in cake.
Yeah, I did.
You just sweetened everything.
The cake was on the one.
What kind of cake?
That was lemon cake.
Lemon cake.
Heavy cake.
Yellow cake.
How many pieces did you eat, Brant?
Probably three.
Shoot, come on, man.
I didn't eat any.
You didn't get none.
And I got so sick off your potato salad, I wasn't even.
Talking about, is it Syrian?
Huh? Syrian.
What's the name of that restaurant we go to?
Steer In.
So we had the Steer In potato salad.
Your shit was worse than the Steer In.
Oh, man, I didn't even get nothing in there.
I mean, we love the Steer In.
We love the Steer In.
But who's meatloaf one? Let's get back to that.
Okay, that's the meatloaf one.
Okay, then. But what did your meatloaf look like, man? You cut it. That's what I want to talk about.
What you mean?
You cut into that first piece of meatloaf, and I looked over at it. What did I see?
You said it's kind of pink.
Whoa.
I remember you said
pink wasn't the word. It wasn't done.
Oh, that meatloaf was done.
Man, come on, man. That meatloaf, listen, they ate around it.
Regardless of how it was done.
And listen, that was the reason why I didn't put mine with his, because I didn't want nobody to think that I'm going to serve you something that ain't halfway done.
That's just dumb. When you have a blind taste test, you can't separate. Oh, here, it's a blind taste test, but this is mine, right? That's just retarded, man.
You don't like a little pink in the middle?
No, man,
I like Branch's meatloaf.
I ain't never had no meatloaf medium rare.
I thought Branch's better than yours.
But I kind of knew that it was going to go south on it. Because we're out doing our thing, okay? And he starts picking my brain. This is how I know his wheels are turning. He's like, so, Max, what do you put in your meatloaf?
Yeah.
I start naming off onion, green pepper, you know, egg, all the ingredients, okay? And Branch is like, he's real quiet. He's thinking, damn, I didn't put any of that in my
meatloaf. No, head. I did not.
You did.
So he knew what the score was.
Apparently, you never made a meatloaf before.
No, then. I have. I just make it for the family who don't really, you know,
don't put all of it.
Yeah.
I can eat all that.
What was in yours again?
He eats normal stuff, man. He's not like pig feet. Chicken hoofs, whatever you put in your meatloaf.
Horsetail.
I put green pepper, onions, crackers. Yeah. Ritz, mind you.
Oh, Ritz.
Crackers.
I want to ask you a question. So,
saltines.
What kind of meat do you use for meatloaf?
Hamburger meat.
Okay, where's hamburger come from?
Comes from a cow.
Okay. Do you like hamburger?
You gonna ask me what part he cut it on? I can't.
No, but you like hamburger.
I love hamburger.
You love hamburger.
Yes.
Where's it come from?
A cow.
But you don't eat steak.
Nope. That's the same thing.
Where's the steak come from?
That's gonna make me that little guy swinging his feet.
Where's the steak come from?
A cow. All of us the same.
What is hamburger?
This is a different cut.
What is hamburger?
Cow.
Ground up steak.
All day.
But you don't eat. Oh, I can't eat steak. Oh, it makes me sick. But you eat the shit out of hamburger.
I gave the branch.
It sounds to me.
He pulled up a cow, right? And he showed me the pork.
I pulled up a chuck roast.
Yeah, chuck roast.
And I showed Hess what they do to chuck roast.
Right.
Put it in the grinder.
Yeah.
And he was just stunned. He couldn't believe it.
No.
Mind blown. That's how they make hamburgers.
I just think, since I had that bad experience at one time,
because you didn't really eat a horse.
What it revolves around to, totally.
Sounds like you'd be eating too much hamburger.
Everything, you know? A cow's a cow, steak's a steak, hamburger is steak, so hey.
It sounds like you've been eating too much hamburger.
Hamburger, chicken, pork chops.
Right, all grease.
All grease.
Right.
We go back to a real meat.
Which does what? What's grease do?
Yeah, let's hurt your heart real bad.
Hurt your heart real bad. Half a heart. we got Iron Man sitting here.
You ever had chicken with rib in it though?
Chicken with rib.
Like chicken with rib.
Why are we going back on this?
I ain't answering that question.
Oh, come on.
There we go. That's the third time you tried that.
Yeah.
They ain't biting.
That bus came and went. That trip.
So anyway, we had this meatloaf competition.
Yeah, we did.
And Hester won the meatloaf competition.
Hands down.
However.
Yes.
Branch's potatoes were the bomb.
Yeah, he did beat me.
And your potato salad was horrendous.
Downtown.
Right.
Downtown. Yeah.
Your potato salad looked like lemonade.
Yeah.
I mean, it was.
It's sour, eh?
It was gross.
It was gross. A big straw.
So,
man, I messed that up, man.
I think we figured out the next challenge we got coming up is we're going to have a chili cook-off.
Yeah,
bro.
It is. Yeah, that's going to be with Max and...
We're all doing it.
We're all doing it. I can't do chili like that.
You can't.
All right, well, then you can sit this one out then.
I can be the taste test. I'm good.
I'm just going to have my mom cook chili. Right.
That's bullshit. No, you got to do it.
Okay, I'll do it.
You have to do it.
Okay, okay. I'll do it.
I felt the only reason
I'll cook the chili.
Meatloaf.
So, anyways, we'll do that on down the road, and we'll have to do a biscuits with Branch on the chili cook-off.
Yeah, we'll.
So, cool out too.
Let's move on down the road here.
Yeah, man.
Off of our cook-off, get to some true slow jams
with Hester.
With Hester.
Boy, I tell you, I'm going to break it to you right quick, right? You know, we all familiar about 465, ain't we?
Of course.
How many times have we been around 465, those swanky?
Too many times.
When you drive, we go around 465 a lot.
A few times, right?
A lot.
Well, let me tell you something.
We go around 465, but we don't want to be on 465.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm going to ask me this. Say this one question.
Hey, man, your wife hit me up on Instagram too about it.
Uh-oh.
And it said that she doesn't think you need to be driving.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You talking about my Rebecca came to you.
Rebecca.
She came to you and said, I don't need to be driving.
It's on Instagram, dude, for the whole world to see.
Oh, my goodness, man.
She said, I don't think Nate needs to be driving
if
we record live multiple.
Did she mention 465?
No.
She is. Getting grounded? Hey, what's the best part of 465 to be living on?
Right.
The outside.
So, to make a long story short, so anywhere inside of 465 is the ghetto.
The ghetto.
Straight up.
Straight up.
Hood rats. Wow. Street walkers. Post road.
Survivors.
Shoot.
Now, you got some pockets.
Okay.
Like, you know.
Eagles Creek.
Let's say 82nd and Meridian.
Oh, 82nd and Meridian.
Up okay. to like or like 75th to like 91st and Meridian. Nice houses there, right?
So we going, okay.
But I'm still not living there.
You still ain't living there.
Right? Or just north of 38th and Meridian, right?
Okay.
Up to like Broad River. You got all the mansions. I mean, those are some mansions.
Yeah, I got
that's
it.
Old money.
That is big, big money.
Old money.
Still ain't living there.
Still not living there.
Eagles Nest. I'm sorry, Eagles Nest.
You talking on top of the hill.
Top of the hill.
On Meridian.
Oh, yeah.
They got their own police department, too.
Do they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But anyway, but you know 465 got many exits, right?
Right.
How many exits do you think it got total? Let's think about it.
A lot.
Let's start shading.
Well, hey, we're going to go around the circle here.
Yeah, we're going to go again.
You don't even know them all.
I don't know them all either. I just know the ones that we hang out on.
This is coming from the guy that took us to 30th Street.
Okay, hang on a second now.
Okay.
Post Road does not intersect with 465.
No, that's 70. Everything divides into 465, though. True.
But not Post Road.
Post Road flows in off of 70. On the
yeah, but you said let's name the exits off of 465.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
You did.
So, let me rephrase that.
So, if you're going north, you got 69, you got Allisonville Road,
right.
Keystone, Meridian, Michigan.
All
over the corner. Now you got 86th Street.
He's calling them out, though.
Right.
Listen.
You got 56th Street.
Yes, indeed.
You got 38th Street.
All day.
You got 10th Street. You got Washington.
He knows it.
You got the old airport expressway, the old airport exit,
Sam Jones. Bang.
Then you got 70.
He cried.
Then you got Kentucky Avenue.
Hey.
Then you got Mann Road.
Right.
Then you got 37.
Yeah, 37.
Right.
Yep.
Then you got 31.
Yep. 31.
Then you got 65. Yep.
65.
Then you got Emerson.
Beach Grove.
Beach Grove exit.
Bull.
Then you got 74.
He called him.
Then you got, what's the one past 74?
Washington.
Nah, it's in between.
Brookville.
Yeah, Brookville, Shaylin.
Brookville.
Then Washington. Then 70.
That's what I'm talking about.
Then 38th Street.
38.
Pill and the Pike. Yeah, Pill and the Pike.
He hit that hard, man.
Then you got 56th Street.
We're going in the circle again.
And now you're back to 69.
And all of what is that? 465.
That's
he called it, didn't he? My man. And you ready to blend off into something else? Because he hit 465. He hit that one to the
T. Hey, I just want to know, for weeks, all we've been hearing about is this instrumental Tupac song.
And I've got a whole bunch of stuff I want to talk about.
That man,
he said two words.
You're like, man,
it's going to be nice.
I did this at home for Rebecca, and she was just amazed by my talent. I ain't heard nothing. So
you did the story, man.
So here we go.
Hey, thank you, Spanish.
Here we go.
465.
Boom.
He did it.
Go.
You the man. Oh, it's my turn now?
Yeah, your turn.
Go.
Okay, let me talk to you about 465. You just heard a little bit from my partner, Spanky Spank.
Just a little bit.
He gave you all the exits. He gave you all the ins and about. Now, I'm going to school you on how we just roll around like we do when we creep.
Creep.
What do we call it, Spanky?
Creep.
We be creeping. Washington Street, Post Road, Meridian. I'm going to run it all back to you, but we're going from a vehicle perspective when we be creeping. And it's all in a big circle off of 465. So one time when you decide to wake up in the morning and you gotta go somewhere, your choice of words, your transportation, either be bicycle, be bus, or if you got a vehicle, or if you got bus fare, you gonna take some kind of transportation to get to where you're going. Today is what? Today's Wednesday, and we clowning at what time in the morning? It's 7:05, and you talking to W Radio Station 1010, coming to you SJWH.
Woo!
465
in the house.
Oh, it took 15 times.
And who we creeping with?
Slow jams
with all day.
Slow jams
with. So now I'm gonna break that down to you. So you done heard just a little bit what I had to say today. So if you squeeze your mind a little bit more, we're gonna creep to the OJs.
OJs.
Yeah, you got that, man.
We're
gonna put our hands together, you get a chance.
Creeping to the OJs.
Don't stare too hard, man. You might get brain damage.
Is that orange juice?
Orange juice Jones. No. Hey. 465. I would say.
Yeah, it's just no number.
Yeah, no.
It's just all talk.
Yeah. Well, we discussed it earlier. I didn't tell you what it was. You was going to do too popular.
Hey, let's talk while our DJ is getting that hooked up, man. Let's talk about the episode, the special edition episode we just dropped.
Special edition?
that we just dropped yesterday.
That was smooth, man.
So we dropped a mobile edition.
We sure did. We did that several times.
Where we just, a lot of times when we're driving,
right,
we've got quite a distance in between where we're going.
Exactly. Right?
So we got 20, 25 minutes while we normally do. We listen to the radio.
We sure do.
Right.
Clown. We and pick certain songs or however it come up.
You do your thing.
Yeah. So
what we decided to do is we decided to record them. So
exactly.
Give a listen to the episode we just dropped yesterday. It's a special edition mobile episode leading right into the OJs.
All day.
Put your hands together.
Put your hands together. How many times do we put our hands together, Branch?
Not many.
We should do it a lot of times.
You want to?
First reason we put our hands together, because I'm going to tell you this. It's all about this.
When I'm listening.
Put your hands together. You go like that. First you want to start. Then you let it go. You say, put your hands together. I'm going to tell you. Say, head shaking now. Head.
You ain't putting your hands together, though.
Well, if I put my hands together, we'll be clapping then. Put your hands together. Come on, man. So, put your hands together. When you put your hands together, you got to do what? You got to pray, right?
Pray.
It's always the first thing you do when you put your hands together. Hear what he said? Let us pray. You got to do what? Some that I am. Pray for what? Sisters, they're doing the best they can. What? So what? To tomorrow, there's going to be a what? Another day, all day, Spanky. Talk to me.
Absolutely.
One time. He's going what?
I told you that me and Max and Branch pray every time we get in the car.
Put your hands together.
Every time we get on 465, we are praying.
Yeah, there we go. Let it lightning, let it what? Let it rain. Because we're going to do the same glory, hallelujah. So the walking here, so put your hands together. So from now on,
put your hands together.
Put your hands together all day. That's what I'm talking about. That's a good song, isn't it?
It is a good song.
Yeah, let's pray.
Get your blood flowing.
Yeah, we gotta do this somewhere. And what? Sleeping in the streets of the world. The people who don't have, they don't have enough to eat.
Not enough.
To tomorrow that'll bring what? A better day. How many better days do we get to see?
Every day is a better day.
Every day is a better day.
Yeah. Sing a song so loud, what? Let the birds who? And the trees. B. All day. Thank you. Let it lightning, let it rain.
Let it rain.
What? The same glory, hallelujah. So the whole wide world can hear. That's gonna put your hands together. Yeah, I like the OJs.
The OJs. Hey, they play Backstabbers, too.
Yes, so
too.
That's one of our favorites right there.
That is one of our favorites.
Yes, indeed. So this is going to be our second favorite, Put Our Hands Together.
Yep.
Put Our Hands Together.
Because we what now?
You tell me.
It's going to tell you right here. Sing glory. Say glory, Branch.
Glory.
Say it again.
Glory.
You ain't got the spirit. Say it, Frankie.
You think when you put your hands together, that everybody can hear you?
When I put my hands together?
You think everybody can hear you?
Yeah. Huh?
You think they can hear you?
Yeah, they can hear me.
When
I put my hands together?
When you put your hands together.
Yeah, well, I'm clapping. If I ain't got nothing to say, we're going to clap.
Yeah.
And that's how it works.
Isn't there a clapping hands emoji?
Yeah. Right? Oh, is it?
There's a clapping hands emoji.
Oh,
you know what emoji is?
Yeah, I sure do.
Okay,
I know what emojis are.
What are they?
The little guys that's on your that you send off when you send to my email or something.
Yeah.
A happy face, a brown face.
So do you think a fist bump, that's a good one. Do you think when you use the clapping hands emoji, when you put that in your text, you think that person you're sending to can hear?
You
think they can hear that?
No, they can't hear it.
So you're telling this story. So we're trying
Stranger Things.
I tell these guys.
Damn.
I tell Hester, I'm like, look, dude, you've got to promote Slow Jams with Hester. Like, I can't be the only one to you know, put it on Facebook, put it on Twitter, right?
I know where this is going.
So I'm like, you got to do it. So he's like, okay, show me again how to do this. So like for the 15th time, I show him how to do this on Facebook, right? So he's typing away on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
In the back,
in the background.
In the background, there's some music going or some talking going from somebody from the radio or something.
Oh Lord, help me, Lord.
He's like, hey man, he goes, hey man, hang on. He goes, do you hear that? Oof. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I do hear that. He's like, oh. He goes, we got to turn that off.
Why?
And I'm like, well, why do we got to turn that off? He goes, because I don't want all the people on Facebook to hear it.
He wasn't live streaming. No. He was not live streaming.
I said, what?
That's on me. I had to fight all that.
He's just typing his little note that says, hey, everybody, please listen to Slow Jams with Hester. Yeah. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, man, they'll hear that. Man. I'm typing this out. I'm like,
me on that one,
I'm like, man, they can't hear that. Like, what are you talking about?
I just want to know how long have that been going on.
Man, listen, I didn't catch it till after the fact. That's what's bad about it. I'm like, oh, man. So now we know why it's
strange.
That's
strange, man.
Slow jams.
Slow jams. You don't want somebody to hear what's in the background while you're typing on Facebook.
You came strange on that one.
That's something else.
Oh, there you go, Hester.
Set the movie back track.
Oh.
He came with the old rainforest on that one. That's an old school Paul Hardcastle coming with you right here. That's another instrumental, right? That's something that you get up in the morning. Fade out with your family.
You just spin on your head to this?
Nah, I can't do that, man.
I can see you break dancing to this song.
You see me break dancing to this song right there.
You got the right stature.
You with the robot?
Oh, you mean the robot? Look at
no, I said break dance.
He's gonna say robot.
Oh, we pop and lock and what we do?
Okay, I got some music on this dance. Yeah. Anyway, this song right here is something.
Hey, relax. Don't.
I'm going 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, don't get out of breath.
Whoa, relax.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you got half a heart, man.
Half a heart, man.
Like me taking my little pills on
me, all right, Lord. Look, you know, as soon as they tell me exactly what's going to be going on.
Right.
So, other than that, past that point. But anyway, back to what I was saying. On those weekends, you get up with your family members, you have breakfast, you sit there reminiscing about what's going to go on for the day. Who's hanging out this, who's driving, who's there, whatever else. You didn't answer, Frank. On the weekends, you get up in the morning.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, what's up? What's on the agenda for the day?
Usually when I reminisce, though, I'm reminiscing about something that happened in the past. Not something, I'm not reminiscing on what I'm getting ready to do for the day.
Oh, you're not. What about you, Brent?
I think it's the same. You reminisce, you just think about the past. You know?
It's always about the past.
You wake up, kinda.
What about you, Matt?
I'm reminiscing what I'm going to have for breakfast, for lunch today.
Okay. Yeah.
Reminiscing for lunch.
Where are you going with this?
I ain't going nowhere with it. Let's move on.
Let's move on to our first break.
Yes.
In Slow Jams with Hester.
He cried.
We'll be right back. Keep on listening.
Yeah, keep on reminiscing.
keep on reminiscing about this next segment that's coming up. We out.
He cried.
All day. Welcome back. Slow Jams with Hester.
Yes, we are. Man.
Oh.
Well, that last one, man. Let me tell you. Y'all just jacked me all up on that last call.
What we got going here?
I don't know what we got going on with music, man, because it's just the two of us.
Grover, Washington. Just the two of us.
Sesame Street.
Huh? Sesame Street.
Oh, who sings this? I'm going to give you one hint. Man. Sesame Street.
Sesame Street?
Kermit was not on Sesame Street.
Kermit was. Yes, he was.
Kermit was on Sesame Street, man.
When it first came out back in 1960.
Yeah.
Most days when we're out and about.
Yeah. Where do we go?
And we're driving.
Hey, let's go here.
And we get thirsty.
Man, I'm so thirsty.
we get thirsty. Usually we're cruising down Washington Street.
Oh yeah, we go to Get Go.
And we go to Get Go.
But there's no such thing as a free lunch.
No.
And somebody's got to pay something somehow.
As soon as we pull in the parking lot, it's like there's the speakers. They've got cameras, and I think they see us pulling in. You know how when you get out and you're pumping gas, they got speakers and they're playing music? Like, song comes on every time we pull in there. Mm-hmm. Just the two of us.
I ain't never heard of that.
Yeah, you never heard that?
Man,
yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like bells and whistles going off. And then when we walk inside,
You and I. Where are we going with this? What's up? You talking about something? You talking about the one girl?
We talking about your
Get-Go
wife.
Oh, that's the one girl.
Bring all that up. The one girl, huh?
We had to bring up things.
We're just giving a shout out to our sponsor.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Be nice now.
I'm being nice. I'm nice every time I go in there. I'm a respectful tip. Oh, I'm telling you. When are y'all going to get a monster, too? And I'm going to hound you on it.
I'm going to get
every last one. Yeah.
Matter of fact, I imagine we'll be going there today.
Yep, most definitely.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Go ahead, get our free
and you'll hear this song playing.
Yeah. That's the song playing. Yeah.
I think all the monsters I just somehow think
this is something you guys said around.
Attracted to Hester.
Came up with talking about just the two of us. Not me.
It's either that or it's Let's Get It On is the one that's playing.
I would probably lean towards this one. It'd be all right.
Hey, let's get it on.
What's your old saying? Y'all call me all the time. Wasn't me. There we go right there.
Wasn't me.
Yeah, that's right. Wasn't me at all.
Hey, you just keep being nice to Get Go Wife so we can get our food.
Like I said, free lunch.
Patty the one to be giving us the sodas.
Patty gets
the one to come out and have a general conversation.
And the cookies.
Yep. Always talking about her hot flashes. Right. Can't get that right.
Okay. Where are you going with this?
Hey. These are her everyday episodes, her conversations.
Man, I've never
true
heard.
True or false?
I've never even heard her talk about that. You're having some in-depth conversation with these people, man.
He go. Come on, man.
Yeah.
We go in there. She sees. Hey, how you doing?
I feel like you're trying to flip it now.
Has to meet a stranger, and somehow that stranger just opens up to us.
Oh,
just pours his heart and soul.
That's because the first thing he says to him is, "Hey, I'm Nate Hester."
I'm Nate Hester.
There's something about you. It's your aura. It's not a bad thing.
It's
just your aura.
I'm Nate Hester.
Just like y'all set me up with that, the guy who I was talking to, where was he at? We had to go to the depot, right?
We didn't set you up.
I was just having a general conversation with him because he was sitting beside me.
And what did he tell you?
He got to talk about cancer.
Right.
He brought up his brother.
He just opened up to you, right?
Brother.
He started talking about prostate cancer.
His brother had prostate cancer.
Right.
Yeah, that just drained me after he said that real bad.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody you meet, you just got this aura. Just like, they just want to confide in you. Like, man, this is going on. I know I just met you today, but I'm having hot flashes. My brother just had prostate.
You do get into people's lives.
Yeah,
man,
very quick.
It's not a bad thing. Thanks for me to bring you back down.
Especially women that get going.
Back on the trails since we went off a little bit. Let me help you out here, bro.
What you gonna do, man?
Well, here we go.
Oh. Who this out here? Who that is?
I have no idea. You tell me, man.
I didn't pick that song.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, you did. That's one of my songs.
Yes.
Oh, that's not Colors, is it? Yeah, it is Colors, ain't it? Colors to Love.
The struggle is real. The struggle is real.
We might have to find a new DJ.
I didn't catch the beginning.
Because Hester's going to fire the DJ.
No, he did right, man.
You didn't catch the beginning because you mentally are already...
That's why we brought him back down.
You're reminiscing about Get-Go.
Oh, man. Hey, sweetie, if you hear this episode...
What sweetie you talking about?
I'm talking about Rebecca, man. Woo, Brad's hit me with a kick or something. Okay, Brad. Hey, you heard that, sweetie? That was Brad who said that. But he said, which, there's only one sweetie. We all know that. But since we're on the subject, man, let's talk about clocking in.
Clocking in?
Oh, come on, man. You going to get Brad there? Whose phone rings?
I don't think so.
Hey, whose phone rings about eight times a day when we out?
Hey.
And guess what happened? If he don't answer, can we mention any names?
Oh,
I'm sorry, honey.
There's nothing that happens.
I'm not trying to hear. Oh, listen, me and Spanky heard her conversation one day, didn't we, Spanky?
That we did.
And she was not pleased at all.
She was just upset at the situation that was going on.
She was controlling you. That's what she was telling you what time it is. When I call, you're supposed to answer the phone. True or false?
No.
I think it was text.
It was texting.
Yeah.
I didn't even see the text.
You didn't ask.
That was my fault, sweetie. I apologize.
She didn't want to be on slow jams, though. We had her on slow jams.
She was already at that level.
She didn't want to do with us at all.
I sat at the depot for what, three? It was like 3 hours?
We was there for a good minute.
I didn't text her not once. And I get like,
we was at the depot. Hey, we was at the depot. We don't know where Brandon is. He might have told you. He might have told you he was at the depot.
He was at the depot.
Damn.
I got pictures to prove it.
I'm just teasing.
GPS coordinates.
We just phoning around with get-go wife. You getting below the belt on.
Well, you know, I've been getting hit below the belt for a long time.
Just straight up lying on a dude. That's not good, man. That's not good.
Feel this. Pow!
So what is it when he said, well, what sweetie are you talking about, Esther? Answer that question. Is that below the belt?
No.
Oh, that's below the belt.
What?
Come on now. He can do it, but when I do it, I'm being...
No, it's...
Do I have a get-go wife, Esther?
He could be talking about one of the 50,000 stallions you see driving around there.
This is why I like slow jams.
Wait
live.
A minute, listen.
Stallions.
This is why I like slow jams live right now.
Listen, I ain't the only one got a get go wife. I mean, she like Boston baked beans. Who's that? Who does she call Boston baked beans?
Me.
There you go. So it's two of us.
Well, that's not.
We in this together, man.
Listeners, you can see why me and Hester are going to get on the road soon because it's always me and him. Anybody ever do anything wrong between us, the other one has to suffer, right?
Who has to suffer? Oh, you said, it's not me?
It's not me, but it's going to be me and you.
Oh, I'm taking the blame.
Either one of us.
You talking about we riding around.
I'm just thinking about if you made a mistake, Rich was right along with you, right?
Okay. And when you make a mistake, I see where you're going.
Hester's right along with me.
Yeah, bull. So it's a blame game. What you guys keeping up over y'all?
It wasn't me, it was us.
It was us together. That's why we came up with the two of us.
We're just listening to two fools saying what to me.
We had to go. Man.
What me?
Who's this again right here?
This is your boy, man.
Shaggy.
This is your boy, Shaggy.
Shaggy, man. I'm before the ears out. I'm going to hate that dude. I guarantee you, I'm going to hate that dude, bro. Listen, him and Shabba Banks.
Shabba. Shabba Dabba.
That's Shabba, man.
That's
what's he saying right here?
I don't know. I don't know what that brother's trying to say.
Oh, here we go.
Listen.
I got a get-go wife.
It wasn't me.
I can hear understand that part. It wasn't me. Yeah.
I talked to Patty about menopause. Got a get-go wife.
Hey, she broke that up, man.
I see stallions all over.
Now, I mentioned when I said stallion. Yeah, I'm going to say that is me. When I see one.
Yeah.
And it's sticking it all outside.
Picture that, man. I'm just
sticking it all outside. I'm gonna say it was me. You know? Yeah, she got wide hips, she oatmeal grits. That's all me. Oh, God. Hear what I'm saying? Hear that, sweetie? I'm saying that's all me.
All right, so we're gonna help you out here, Esther. We're gonna help back. Hey. We're gonna bring it back. Okay. There you go, man.
That's you should have brought it back up.
I know.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Do that one.
We'll get there.
What's that? Knock on the door.
Huh? This is all his thing. I don't know. He throws these.
This is smooth right here. So Sting coming to you.
Sting. Yeah.
Sting, the shape of who? The shape of everybody's heart. He deals the cards. He deals the cards. A meditation. You all play poker.
Too bad we're not on YouTube right now. Watching you deal cards.
That'd be nice.
Watching you deal fake cards. In the air.
Boy, that just float just like it. Playing for keeps, huh? Here we go, right here.
This song was just sample, wasn't it?
That's a smooth song right there, man. He what?
I feel like he was. I hate when that.
I like Sting. You hate what?
The song. When I hear one of your old songs, and I'm like, man, that sounds familiar.
Does it make you reminisce?
No, it just makes me think that the song is a sample.
The sample of what? Because what?
Newer song.
Yeah, I know.
He sure
has no idea what you're talking about.
No, I don't, man. Break it down.
You know how new rappers now like to sample old songs?
Yeah.
And this was a song that was sampled recently.
Oh, okay. Then.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh,
all
right. That beat. I got you. Okay, man.
Are you going to do anything with this song, man? You picked it.
I did, didn't I?
I mean, so far, I'm going to tell you, man, it hasn't been very stellar.
It hasn't.
No.
Uh-oh.
What we got going on here? A to the B.
Oh, man, here we go, Michael Jackson. To the Jackson.
C. Woo! Oh, that's the Jackson 5.
A, B, right. C.
A, B, C.
Boy, what was the name of that cartoon character on that we used to watch?
A, B, C.
Rock. What was that? Rock.
Schoolhouse Rock.
Schoolhouse Rock.
That came on when you was a kid?
Conjunction Junction.
Yeah, what's your function?
What's your function? Yeah.
That came on when you was a kid?
Because they kind of clown on right now.
Well, how we clown?
He said, 1, 2, 3. Is it?
CBA.
But who's in here is a Michael Jackson fan.
Right.
B-A-C-B.
Right. Right. Yeah. So that's how the song goes, right? What's the correct wording of the song?
A-G-A-C.
A-B-C.
Yeah.
R-O-A.
R-O-A.
Oh, R-O-A. Oh, damn. Man, that was real slow. Man. Boy, yeah.
So we got...
Yeah, we going to talk about...
Determined.
I had to... Listen.
I heard you was determined.
I came in here to explain something to Spanky about doing an officer's arrest report.
Right.
But I kept on using... I kept on saying...
Okay.
Acronym.
What do we call it?
Yeah. It's called acronym.
Right.
Acronym.
Did we talk about acronyms?
In our line of work, there's a lot of acronyms.
Yeah. A lot of acronyms.
So Hester comes in.
And I screwed it up.
Hester comes in. He's like, hey, man,
yep.
You want me to do that that O-R-A?
O-R-A. I had it all.
And I'm like, and I know what he's talking about, right? But I got to play into it.
Right? Shame on you.
I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, O-R-A?
Listen, I had to repeat it so many times.
He goes, an O-R-A, an officer's arrest report.
Right. What is it? Officer's
arrest report. I'm like, okay.
Report. Right.
I'm like, yeah, you can do that, but what's an O-R-A? He goes, it's an officer's arrest report. So he started to get shitty. I'm like, look, man, I know what an officer's arrest report is, but what the hell's an O-R-A?
Right.
He's like, dang, dude, it's an officer's arrest report.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, break this down for me. What did you just say? He goes, officer's arrest report.
Right.
I'm like, so what are the orders of the letters of the words that you're saying?
Acronym.
Right.
And the look on his face.
He just kind of
looks at me like,
I just felt like just.
He goes, O-A-R.
Yeah, O-A-R. I'm going to tell you what went to my mind when after he said that.
What?
There's Hilton Dumb.
There's three levels of dumb.
There's three levels of dumb.
There's dumb.
Okay, there's dumb.
There's Paris Hilton dumb.
Paris Hilton dumb.
And there's O-R-A
dumb. O-R-A
dumb.
Right. I was the dumb.
All day long.
On that one. So I had to eat that one. I ate that one, man.
So sticking with acronyms, that leads us to our phone conversation yesterday.
Yeah.
So,
yes, acronym.
Talk about a Russian.
Oh, slow jams. Oh, slow jams with Hester.
Well, let me tell that story. You know, I get. I look at my phone, and I see this message. It says, "Call me." So I'm like, "Oh boy," because I left my phone in the vehicle, right?
Right.
So, I get on my phone and all. Gonna make that call. Ring, ring, ring. My man Spanky pick up, what's up? I'm like, hey, what up? He said, what up, dude? I say, what's happening, man? Listen, I missed your call, blah. He's like, hey, man, I'm just calling, touch basically to see how you doing. Made me feel good. Made Rebecca feel good.
Because you've been having some health issues. You've been doing some preventative stuff.
Right. Yeah. Trying to get my old body squared away. So we got on the conversation of Spanky wanted to know what was the deal with, or what they found out about my heart.
Right.
Checking everything.
What they use?
Man, out of the blue, I came out with KGB.
He goes, yeah, man. He goes, I had this KGB done on me today. I'm like the Russian mafia. The Russian mafia is coming after you.
Oh, man.
I got the torch out.
And you're the coat hanger. Again, acronym, so failure again.
He's like, oh, man, you know, that thing they do with your heart, they put all those wires on you.
KGB.
I said, KGB. He goes, God, yeah, man. I said, you mean the EKG?
Yeah. And I was like, oh. That came out wrong, didn't
so,
it?
So, once again, about 15 minutes later, I get a random text from Rebecca. And all it says is, KGB.
She
clowns on you, dude.
Oh, man, sweet.
You ready?
We're going to have to have a discussion when I get
I got
home.
Somebody who loves you right here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, ooh. Mrs. Mills.
There you go. She loves you.
Yeah, she does.
She doesn't care about acronyms.
She don't. No.
She don't care about any of that.
Right. She's all about two hearts.
All about it.
Hers and mine's. Hers and everybody's. Mine's and everybody's. Which, hey, I tell you, that's smooth on this one, though. She said, came where? What? I was a stranger for a minute. Yeah, I captured it. We was talking about it.
Captures everyone.
EKG is.
KGB.
KGB. Right?
That's how it came out. Case in point.
Cajun
all day.
Cajun point.
I told her this. On my own. Yes.
What's that?
What? Teddy P.
Teddy Pendergrass?
All day along with her, yeah. Tried to fake it, but it didn't work. But I'm going to tell you. The truth must be known. And it was known today, wasn't it, fellas?
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Two hearts are better than what? Together as what? Forever. When? Yep. Feel that beat, beat, beat. Two grown men.
Two grown men.
Two grown men. I didn't say nothing about no two grown men. Hey,
all right. Hey, hey, where are you? Men, where are we going with this today, man?
That didn't happen, man. Not at all. Strong every day. You are my. There we go. Can't what? Old people.
I'll tell you what, dealing with you is a struggle, man. It's a struggle.
Come on, man.
It can't be that bad.
We try to set you up.
Huh? Right.
We try to set you up.
And then
yeah, I'm going to do that.
Out loud. Oh, they're grown people.
I know what you're doing, though. I just said it. That's all.
Yeah, but that's not what we're supposed to do.
Oh, okay, then I got you, man. Anyway, since we're on the subject, let's talk about bones.
Bones.
Yeah, man.
Kind of bones.
Bones. People's bones.
People's bones.
Yeah, everybody's bones.
What about bones?
What do you like being around a lot when your bones bother?
Bones don't bother me.
when they do bother you.
They don't.
You don't get cold bones? Like, you get cold bones, man.
I get cold. I don't know about cold bones.
So when you get cold, what do?
I turn my little heater on.
Yeah, little heater. There you go, right there.
That's what I'm talking about. I see where you're going, my man. I failed to get the setup.
He tried, man, look, he's trying to bust on me. Because he come in here one day, and it's like 80 degrees outside, right?
Yeah,
right.
But it was.
The air conditioning in this office, it only comes in my office. Like, yeah. It's not out there in the big room, right? It blasts in here. So I was cold. So I had my little heater on.
Yeah, and I came up over his shoulder, and I'm like, man, it's hot over here, ain't it? He's like, yeah, man, my little heater's going. So I looked down at him, like, oh, you got a little heater, man? Said, okay. So that's when I said, old people, right?
So he's trying to call me old.
So old people got to have a heater on. Yeah.
Hey, you want to know an interesting fact about old people?
What's the interesting fact about
that I learned the other day?
What is it?
Guess who is older than Hester? This one,
famous or just
yes, very very famous. This will surprise you.
Older than me?
Older than you?
And they're famous?
Yeah, we were in the car. We were talking about this the other day. Max, you know where I'm going with this?
No.
Oh, see,
man, you got it.
Jordan, I'm lost, man.
I'm lost.
You don't remember neither?
No.
Okay. Babyface.
Oh,
really? Babyface.
Wow. Is older than Hester.
Did you know Babyface?
Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can't believe that.
They went to high school together.
School together, man.
How old was Babyface?
60.
Oh,
yeah, we got talking about it, and he was like, he's like, oh, Babyface is older than me, and I was like, there ain't no way, baby. You know what I mean? Because if you think about it, I mean, you would never think that Babyface is 60 years old.
No, I'm gonna be like in his movies.
So we Googled it, and I was like, holy shit. I'm like, you're right.
Yeah. Because
unbelievable.
Yeah, call him Babyface.
He had his old school group called Man Child.
Uh-huh. Right?
I don't ever knew you never knew Cat Wilkerson, did you?
No,
okay. Max, you never.
Cat Wilkerson is the dude, man. Yeah, that's my guy.
Yeah.
Cat Wilkerson is the beast.
He used to play with Babyface.
Really?
He was a bass player. Yeah.
Man,
yeah,
child. Man.
Yes, indeed, man. You done pulled that song up before, I think, but I'm not for sure really on that. But anyway, but that's what we was talking about when it comes to old people. Right?
I did not know.
Old people heaters. It goes like this. Old people heaters. Old people golf balls, right? Old people walking canes, right? All right, so we all gonna be old one.
You got
right?
Plastic right? On your furniture.
At my house?
At your house?
No, we don't. Well, we did. We took it off. We took it off as the kids moved out.
Do you have plastic runners on your...
We had those, too. They go from the front door to the pool. Like,
turn those upside down
the hallway.
Wave it down the hallway.
Right.
Shit. Hey, we used to take your shoes off.
Hey, that was a challenge.
Not no more.
That was a challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
Walking across that barefoot.
Now, you can sit on our furniture.
Upside down.
Boy. You know, because, you know, you let everybody sit on your furniture, cave in on you, man.
Man.
I mean, it's getting good. That's
little, baby face. That little baby right face there. Right here.
Yeah, it is.
And he's 60.
He's 60 years old. Hey, I am good, man.
That's amazing, man. I couldn't believe it. That's one of those classic things where, like, Hester's aged badly or something because, like, I wouldn't. Look at
that. Bro, this damn wig ain't doing the job. Man, huh?
Look at that. I would never have guessed that Babyface was older than him, man.
Man, isn't that something, man?
Never.
But I was looking old when I had my beard, but you gave me a compliment when you said, hey, you need to go back to looking like you used to look.
Yeah, man. When you cut your hair and got all that off, you look 20 years younger.
Man. Yes.
I appreciate that, too, man.
Yeah. You don't look like looking as old as you are, though, now, to me, you know.
Seriously?
No, you look maybe.
I thank the good Lord for that. And maybe all that hammer I've been eating. Yeah. I've had problems now.
Right.
Real problems just snuck up on me. I'm gonna share this with you guys. I have been stressed out the last, say, 2 months, really.
Oh, we know when you get stressed
thinking
out.
About, you know, my medical issues.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't gonna go detail, but
we know.
How sometimes when I'm in here, I'm hearing the conversation with everybody, but still, again, too, my mind is kind of like drifting off on what I'm dealing with. So I try my best to separate that when I come in. So so I'll be focused 100% with us. Our line of work, we gotta be on point.
Yeah, but
I just appreciate you guys.
We got you.
The love that you guys give to me and my wife Rebecca.
Of course,
we hold on to that. We do.
We will never hesitate to show you guys love. You, Rebecca, your get-go wife. It don't matter.
Your mistress.
You gotta get that thing in
there,
man.
Patty.
She gotta come somewhere, right?
Whoever it is. Whoever it is that them eyeballs are focused on. We got you.
All the stallions out there.
All the stallions, yeah.
Hey, well, what about the ones y'all be looking at, man?
We don't do that, man. That's just you.
Haven't said that.
We'll take another quick break and we'll be right back with more Slow Jams with Aster.
Yes.
We out.
Man, he cried. My goodness.
Welcome back.
Yeah, we are.
Third final segment.
Oh yeah.
Episode 8, Slow Jams with Aster.
Oh, oh man, he cried.
What we got going on here?
I'm coming to you with old school, what you call BB&Q. So for the ones out there that don't understand BB&Q, which is Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens.
Shit, I was thinking about
out of New York City all day. I used to skate to this jam all the time. It's called On the Beat. That's right. What do you say? That's how's about what? That's how he gonna break it to you.
You say you used to skate to this all the time?
I used to skate to this all the time.
Don't you skate? I wanna see some
USA
things.
West.
That's two things I wanna see before I die. And that's you skating or running. And Max cheering. That's what it was. I wanna see Max cheer.
We do gotta talk about that. It's
gonna be a talent contest.
Listen to the song though, let's see. Hear that? How's about your what?
So what moves did he used to do?
You want me to show you, man?
Yeah, show me. Did you get down to the floor? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Did you do the split?
Hey, I ain't dance, man. I'm gonna tell you.
Did you on your skates?
Yeah, just like this.
You did that on your skates?
Yes. When you shuffle? Yes. I can skate.
Did you do a split
when you go all the way down?
Did you do all that?
No, I used to do those back in the day.
Oh, okay, I get
it. Here we go ahead. So you what? It's always on the beat.
When's the last time you skated?
I think 93, 94. Last time I've been on
skates. Man, you break a hip now.
I might fall. I might, but it ain't good to fall, though, that's for sure. That sure does hurt now, I'm gonna tell you. Yes, indeed. Accept this invitation. Well,
your age and with all the medical stuff you got going,
if you don't
start eating healthier, you're gonna be out there in your skates with your compression socks on.
Copper fit.
Trying to squeeze the blood flow.
Yeah, that's true. Pole dancing all night long. Yeah, they are. Would you say you got the time for the pole dance?
Here we go,
yeah. It's always up to see. Yeah, that's a serious cut, man. What's the name of that band again? BB&Q.
BB&Q.
Yeah. That's when big bands used to be together like that. They didn't have them drum machines and all that. That's everybody in the...
No difference. You don't know the drummer in this band, do you?
Do I know him?
What's his name?
I don't know his name.
Exactly.
So it can be a machine. No, but that, listen, when they did that was no machine. You can pull that up and watch them play that.
I'm just saying, the background noise get no love. That's all I'm saying.
But that's a smooth jam. What do you think about this, Spang? Spanky Spang?
I get on with it.
Yeah.
That's the thing about slow jams that I like. Is he'll come up with some songs I've never heard that I like that I'll actually download off iTunes,
yeah,
right?
Cool,
and can keep on my phone. Like, I'd never heard Backstabbers.
You never heard Backstabbers?
No, I'd never heard Backstabbers.
No.
Right? So I went from never hearing the Backstabbers by the OJs to actually having it put on a pregame mix for football.
Yeah.
So I'm out there pregame, and all of a sudden, here come the backstabbers. Where I coach at, I'm looking around, and everybody's like going, what the hell? You know, and I'm the only one that knows what the backstabbers is, man. Well, that's all right. That's
but they
all
like that beat, though.
And it's all about beat.
That's right. And why do we call it Slow Jam for who?
For Hester.
All day. The man.
What's the next song we're going to flow into?
We got After Hours.
Oh, is this another BB&Q?
We got one more. Let's see what this is all about. Bringing it back down.
I'm bringing it to you real slow. Now I'm bringing it to you like my radio voice coming to you here on a Wednesday. Later on today that me and the fellas will be creeping out. When I say we be creeping, me and Spanky, Branch, Max, we be creeping when we creeping.
Creeping hard.
And what do we do when we creep?
Creep.
Creep. Creep.
Here we go.
Downtown, he cried. Hello.
Now, this sounds like some doctor's office. Yeah,
we're in business. That's Ronnie Jordan, man.
After Hours.
That's when, hey, what's the name of that place you said we need to go and have a cigar?
Nicky, we need to go to Nicky Blaine.
Nicky Blaine. Blaine. That's what you would hear. Something like that, right?
I don't know.
Sitting around, what? Talking about the past.
Reminiscing.
There you go. I want to get that back out there.
Sitting there all promiscuous looking.
Okay. You got a lot of money, you don't.
Boy, you're like, well, I think I can.
I'm going to put my glasses on and be promiscuous.
You already have your plan. You need to get two drinks.
You're gonna need a little stack to go to Nicky Blaine.
I'm going to have some money in there. Probably drop
300
like it ain't nothing, you know.
And that's just for the olive.
And you don't ask for the olive.
And me and Jen went there. I spent $50 on four drinks.
Yeah,
probably just get bottle service. Probably the cheapest way to go.
Two each.
I don't think they got bottles in there, do they? Bottle drinks.
I don't know, man. They got
that would be more of a
bottle service. Would be the way to go.
Glass. You want that? Most of your drinks were glass, right?
They're martinis, they're martinis.
Yeah, they come to
solo
like
cups. Red solo cups.
No, ain't no red solo cups. Yeah, Nicky Blaine's. I can say that right now.
You need to go on the back. No jungle juice.
That's that's like 8 seconds. You get the red solo cups in 8 seconds. Nicky Blaine's is a little bit. What was that picture of right there that I just saw?
Uh-oh. Oh, y'all were pulling up. Y'all pulling up.
Oh my God. Holy cow.
What y'all looking at? Hey.
We can't tell you. What's the other? A slippery noodle.
Slippery noodle?
You use a slippery noodle?
I ain't never been there.
I like slippery noodle.
You been in there?
Yeah. Yeah. Hal Yegi is the owner. Hal Yegi.
There. Go hit that man. He don't like any clapping.
You remember the movie Twins?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's
Arnold Schwarzenegger. With Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
That was that was a good move.
Was it?
Yeah. And we gonna reminisce here about Twins. Right?
Oh boy, what beat is this?
Okay.
Knock, who's there?
So this is the time in the show where we talk about the budget committee has come up with the funds to send you guys on your trip.
So
you kept complaining about you always did these things by yourself.
Yeah.
And now you stay at janky hotels.
Right, yeah, I wasn't complaining about
right,
that.
And all this stuff, right. So.
Rolling out the red carpet.
This is the red carpet, dude.
Uh-oh.
And this is going to be an extended trip for you guys.
Extended.
This is like a 3 week trip.
Oh, 3 weeks.
Man. That you guys are going to be on.
That's a long time, man.
So you're going to Los Angeles,
California. Right.
Okay. So you got to get on a plane tonight.
Tonight.
tonight. Okay. You don't need to take no clothes with you.
No clothes?
You're not going to need them.
No. All right.
Because we are sending you out, the two of you, to Vivid Entertainment.
Whoa! Yes!
What's this place called?
Yes.
Wait, why are we going to Vivid?
Vivid Entertainment.
See, I don't even know what that is.
Why are we going to Vivid?
Well, because you guys are going. We've negotiated with Vivid.
Right.
To make the two of you the stars of their new movie coming out, The Black Twins.
Yeah!
Okay? So, it's a spoof off of the old Twins movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito, but it's produced by Vivid Entertainment.
Man.
Now, I already got the appointment set up for the bleaching.
Bleaching.
We were talking about the bleaching.
No, I ain't going
wrong. And that's why it's exactly, because you cannot miss that appointment.
Nah, well,
trust me, you're going to want it.
Now, you know what Vivid is?
No, that's why I asked. Hey, if I'm getting paid,
I don't know what Vivid is.
I know what Vivid is.
Okay, so Vivid. Vivid Entertainment.
Okay.
Is a movie company.
Okay.
And you're going to go out and you're going to make a movie. You and Branch are going to make this movie. All
right.
Okay. But Vivid is very.
Is this about porn?
Very well thought of in the adult film industry.
Oh. So that's what that is.
So I hope with the latest results of your KGB test.
That was all set up, by the way. We had to make sure you were healthy enough.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We're hoping your heart can take it.
Well, you know what? One good side, one bad side.
And I know a guy that might be able to help you out with some lozenges. Because you're going to need them.
Man. Yeah. So you knew he's all that time he was born.
No, I did. I'm just finding out with you, man.
You're going to need to take your... You're going to need to take your little blue pills with you.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be on, it's going to be on demand.
On demand.
Right, yes.
Yes.
On demand.
That don't sound like it's going to be too good of a trip, man.
Under the lights.
I think it's going to be very insightful.
Okay. That's all I like it. Okay.
Darn.
We'll see what happens.
Give me a little Hill Street over there.
Wow, 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
Me and Branch.
I think I only need 2 days, honestly. maybe half a day.
Yesterday's like 15 minutes.
Hey, I know.
That 15 minutes includes washing up.
Oh, boom.
Doing the actual deed and then washing up again.
Man.
All right.
Oh, man.
Rolling out here, episode 8.
Boy, it is.
Hope you enjoyed it. Woo. Fun for us.
Yes, indeed.
Hump day.
It is hump day.
Oh, man. It's going for 3 weeks.
It is hump day.
Yes. 3 weeks.
21 days of hump day.
21 days of hump day.
Woo, man. I hope you get permission.
She ain't know about this one.
That's gonna be a long time.
Going on a business trip.
Answer your phone, Branch.
We want to give a shout out to the Boys in Blue.
Of course,
yes. Who we work with.
You know who you are
all the time.
We appreciate you, fellas.
Yep.
Very much. Without hesitation, you're always there in our time of need.
Always.
Highly appreciated. Can't steer wrong on that one, man.
No. On a serious tip, you do got some things coming up. Though Nate Hester does. Which is why you're going on a 3 week trip, because we're gonna be out of commission for a minute. While you get your shit taken care of. So
stay tuned up.
Yeah.
He's getting tuned up
a little bit.
Yeah, big tuned up.
So we'll
what kind of tunes they gonna use?
Right. So okay. between now and when you leave,
yeah.
We're gonna try to do some. We're gonna try to record some mobile stuff in between our, you know.
Got you.
In between our hits on the road and stuff, and we'll try to put those together.
Okay.
Release those out, you know, while you're gone. So, we'll be thinking about you.
I appreciate it, fellas.
We are we are coming because I do have your dates and times that Rebecca sent me.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, so we will be there when you come out of anesthesia.
It's going to be interesting.
Yes, because what she told me, how you act when you come out of anesthesia.
She might need us there.
Yes.
That's
serious business.
Yeah.
We'll be filling out a ROA.
We will be.
If you act up.
We will be recording a live episode of Slow Jazz Master as you come out of anesthesia.
Okay.
So, yes.
Wow, what else did y'all talk about? I need to have a conversation with her.
See, worry about me.
Yeah, I know all about your escapades. I know all about. See, I got your wife on speed dial.
Man.
Yeah.
Sweetie, you holding out?
She tells me everything.
Okay then.
Yes, indeed. Anything else you want to talk about?
I'm good, man. Appreciate everybody. All our listeners, yours truly, we highly appreciate your time and your effort when you pull us up.
And your patience.
To hear what we got to say.
Yes.
About a little bit of something and about a whole lot of nothing, but it's something.
With my heart and my mind coming out of your blood.
Coming out of my mouth.
Yeah.
You got the cotton swabs and the bleach ready?
Uh-oh. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, dang. Tanzania?
We about to go.
That's what he's saying. Tanzania!
We about to go give O. Hester and Branch their first...
yes! Gotta make their bleach appointment.
That first bleach appointment.
Whoa.
And we'll get you guys all set up for your trip. So.
Smile. Look into the camera, huh?
See you on the flip side.
All day, Craig.
Love you guys.
Later.
We'll catch you when we catch you. Hope you enjoyed episode 8 of Slow Jams with Hester.
Woo!
We out.
Peace out, man.
All day.
He cried.